All right, excited to add Evan Engram to the mix. Talented player out of Ole Miss. Length, speed, playmaker, special teams contributor. We're excited to add him to the mix and hit the ground running with him. We'll open it up.
And he's been compared in some draft circles to Jordan Reed, you know, the big tight end slash receiver type. Do you envision him as that kind of guy, a guy that can be that can play multiple positions within the offense?
Yeah, he played multiple positions at Ole Miss. I think we can bring him up. We can move him around a little bit. He needs to play special teams out of the gate and move him into our offense and see what he can handle and push him that way.
Where do you think he is as a blocker?
I think he's a willing striker. We need to refine his fundamentals. He does what he's asked to do in their offense and does it well and does it at a high level. But we have some things that we're going to need to work on with him.
Does he have a nasty streak in that sense? I mean, a competitive nature? You seem to like guys who have that in them.
Yeah, he's a competitor.
Do you look at him, I mean, you know, tight end, but is he more of a slot weapon for you as opposed to a guy who's going to be in line and blocking people?
Again, we'll get him here. We'll use him in a variety of ways, but he'll play with his hand on the ground.
Because of that flexibility, what does that do for you as a play caller and a guy designing plays?
The fastest way to the end zone is down the middle of the field. And anytime you can add someone to your offense that can run down the middle of the field with that type of speed and length, it stresses the defense.
The consensus top tight end went a few picks before you. Is there any thought in your mind to?
Who was the consensus?
O.J. Howard.
O.J. Howard.
Considered by many, yeah. Mm-hmm. Any thought in your mind to try and push to go get him?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about any of those strategies.
Do you feel that Engram can make an impact in the run game?
Yes.
How much contact, if any, did you have with him during the pre-draft process?
Limited.
How surprised were you entering today that this is sort of the way it turned out?
Nothing surprises you. You go in, you just take it one pick at a time and, see who's on the board, the top guy on the board, and you got to be confident and trust your – again, it's all about doing the work going into the process and trusting what you do, trusting your work, trusting the group, trusting the room.
Did you like the cluster that was there, when you were picking, some years, guys come up. If you look at it, was there two or three guys who you kind of liked right there who you would have been happy with?
I think there are a lot of good players still left on the board.
Does Engram have good yard after catch ability?
I think he's a threat after the catch, yes.
Did you see him as the best player available there, or did you see him as the best player available for the need you were seeking?
I saw him as the best available player.
How much did you research him? I know you can't go over every player. How much did you look at him before the draft?
Spent a lot of time on him, just like a lot of other scouts and coaches and personnel. Spent a lot of time.
What was it that stuck out to you when you watched him?
I think that he's a guy that played multiple positions. He has special teams versatility. He went, he has some snap to him and snap to his body as a blocker. He's willing as a blocker. And again, the speed just jumps off the tape. The yards after a catch just jumps off the tape at you.
Coach, how do you think Engram fits in with the current set of tight ends you have now?
We're going to put him in the room, and we're going to teach him the offense, and we're going to get on down the road. I mean, we're just adding another player to the mix, a good player that has a lot of potential.
Other than going to Ole Miss, does he know Eli, or has he worked with Eli?
It's a better question for Eli.
With the addition of him and Marshall and Ellison, just how much versatility does that give you going into next season?
Again, we're very happy with the players we added to the tight end room. We're very happy with the players we have in the tight end room. It does give us some versatility and some flexibility. But again, we need to get them all together. We haven't hit the field yet. We got to hit the field.